It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Hope you had a good weekend. Looks like a much more palatable weather week overall. Still pretty warm, but 82 is much better than 95, and less humidity today. We'll take it. Sunshine, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and we welcome our entomologist friend, Dr. Chad Gore from Ehrlich Pest Control. I tracked him down. He's traveling all over the world. Doing whatever you do, Chad. How are you, Ben?
Good, thank you.
Anytime you see a text from me, you probably go, uh-oh, what does he want now? And I get it, but we appreciate your expertise. So the spotted lanternfly, they became, especially in some areas last summer, really annoying, where people were shop-vacking dead carcasses, but we're being asked to shop vac their eggs up, right?
Well, you can't really shop vac the eggs because they glue them to the trees and so forth. So that really can't happen unless you're scraping them first. Then you can shop vac those up. But I mean, you could certainly try shop vacing up the nymphs as you see them. But only, you know, you're only going to get a really small portion of the population that's actually in a tree or on a shrub and so forth. But if you, you know, if that makes you feel good and you want to make them quickly, you know, disappear from your sight by shop vacking, go right ahead. Go for it.
Well, please inform us again. For those that don't know, where did the spotted lantern flies come from? Some people think they're kind of cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I would be one of those people. I think they're very pretty insect. But so they were first introduced into the U.S. in eastern Pennsylvania and around, I think, 2014 or somewhere around there. So they've been around for a little while, but they originate from several parts of Asia. So they're thought to have been introduced accidentally, probably on some sort of plants that were imported.
Chad, are we to expect that this is going to not be a problem in the future as other species learn how to deal with these lantern flies?
I believe so. I mean, that's exactly what we're seeing in the eastern part of the state. I mean, several years ago, there was just huge populations and so many problems with spotted lantern flies. And now really we've seen it kind of leveling off and even reducing, and the problems are nowhere near what they used to be. So we expect that in our part of the state and in the western part of the state, we'll see spotted lantern flies be pretty bad for maybe a couple of years. And then things should probably just kind of simmer down a little bit. You'll see less and less of them and things will kind of balance out. And sometimes we see that with other insect species. Like if we think about the spot or the brown marmorated stink bug, we had kind of the same thing happen where you had this huge population boosts or booms, and then they just kind of died off, and they're just periodic a pest.
We're with entomologist Dr. Chad Gore with Ehrlich Pest Control. What do they actually harm? What is the biggest threat that spotted lantern flies present?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's a couple of things, but one of the biggest concerns is what they could do to crops. They really like grapes. For the grape industry, the wine industry, that could be really problematic. One of the other things that they're a problem, because of is the fact that they produce honeydew. And this causes a collection of honeydew and this sweet, material at the base of trees and everything that they're, just kind of living on and hanging out on. And then you get this sooty mold that grows on it. It attracts other things like bees and flies and wasps and ants and all kinds of things like that. So, and it's just really unsightly.
And do they bite people? They don't present a direct threat in that regard, do they?
Yeah. No, not at all. I mean, they're only interested in plants. In fact, they're only plant feeders. So they've got the piercing, sucking mouth parts that things like stink bugs and aphids and the like have. So that's all they're interested in. They're just interested in feeding off of plants.
And so now if you have a bunch of them flying around outside your home, what's the best way to deal with them?
It might be to just go inside, to be honest. I mean, there's not a lot you can do to keep the adults from flying around and flying to you. Maybe a good fly swatter might make you feel good by getting rid of a few of them as they come around. But just like I said, there's just not a lot you can do to keep them from flying to you.
Well, Chad, it's job security for you, all this stuff.
I'll see.
Yeah, certainly.
I appreciate your time, partner. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
What's your next big thing? What should we be worried about next? We had the those parachuting spiders. Was a
oh, here we go.
Yeah, the Joro spiders. Yeah.
Anything?
Yeah, I mean, I would be certainly always concerned about ticks. I mean, Pennsylvania has a tendency to have high populations or high numbers of Lyme disease. We certainly have the deer tick is a huge problem for us. If we get more rain, we could probably expect some mosquitoes as well. So,
all right, here we go. Thanks, Chad.
Thanks, guys.
Dr. Chad Gore, entomologist. I'm just happy that I know one, an entomologist from Relic Pest Control. He has like a rash behavior when I text him because he knows it's coming.
Jeez.
Get your shop back, Paul.
Okay, it's time for TikTok with Larry.
We made it through our first week of excessive heat, but they're still feeling it in other parts of the country. And you mentioned the heavy rains, Paul. Here's CBS's Naomi Ruckham.
This oppressive heat wave is now shifting with its sights set on the southeast. According to the National Weather Service, multiple heat records could be tied or broken in the coming days. But for others, the danger is in the heavy rain and some flooding swallowing towns whole. Waterville, Minnesota is waterlogged, the largest flooding event in the area's history. Even though the rain has stopped, officials expect more water will arrive from swollen rivers to the north and say it could be days before those floodwaters recede.
I'm just devastated over what has happened.
Downriver in Sioux County, Iowa, officials say the worst is over. About 1,500 residents had to be evacuated by helicopter over the weekend after 15 inches of rain fell and a river breached a levee.
I can tell you the devastation is severe and it's widespread.
Governor Kim Reynolds declared a disaster for more than 20 counties as some cities lost power and drinking water. Some businesses were destroyed, like this home decor store in Rock Valley.
The total loss. Store is at a total loss. Yep.
Volunteers in the flood zones and people throughout the Midwest will face a separate challenge today as the heat and humidity make temperatures feel like the triple digits. The Northeast and Mid-Atlantic will cool down today after nearly a week under a heat dome. But no such luck for Southern California, where actual triple-digit temperatures could last through Thursday.
It's very hot, like burning.
Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Philadelphia all broke heat records this weekend. But it's not just the heat. In many areas, that humidity is making it feel like triple digits. With no relief, even overnight, these temperatures are still high.
CBS's Naomi Ruckham, and as you saw, Paul, the flooding, too. Just major, major problems. So
15 inches of rain over 3 days.
When you look around the country right now, today, in this moment, we're in pretty good shape compared to a lot of places. There's one thing I want to mention about travel. Actually, make that two. TSA lines have been extraordinarily long at Pittsburgh International. So If you're flying somewhere, just make sure as a heads up. And Paul, you can check this in advance of leaving for the airport pretty easily. However, I think you want to pad yourself some extra time. There are two factors, as I understand it. One is increased demand. More and more people are flying. And they don't have, I don't think, the personnel and facility to handle it right now to keep what we have been known in Pittsburgh as these relatively short TSA lines.
AAA is predicting a 5% increase in travel for the Independence Day period. And in terms of air travel, they're talking about an 8.2% increase with total travelers there of just under a million.
And the other factor I want to mention is, and I've seen this, multiple drownings in, particularly in the Gulf of Mexico, off this case, it was Panama City, Florida, caught in rip currents. And if you're traveling to a beach and don't know much about rip currents, you should not be going out into the ocean farther than you can stand. And here's why. Because even experienced people don't understand that you have to handle a rip current in the way to save yourself if you're being drawn out or away from the shoreline is to swim parallel to the shore and then slowly angle in.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're fighting, in some cases, a never-ending battle that you can't win. And we've seen multiple drownings in the past week because of the rip currents. And that's because of the storms. And people aren't used to this, Paul.
No, they're not. When I'm at the shore, haven't done a lot of that since I moved to Pennsylvania. But when I lived in Florida, I just stayed out of the water altogether. Like going to the beach, but I just didn't get in the water. Hey, by the way, I wanted to say that these increases in expected travel from AAA, we're talking about just the Mid-Atlantic region. We're talking about New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania. So that gives you some idea of our regional expectations. But nationwide, it's going to be almost 61 million people on the move.
And our new airport will be much more easy to navigate, because they're going to eliminate the tram. You won't have to get on a train to get to airside. You're going to be at airside. And
imagine how much more quickly. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Your bags are going to reach the carousels now because they don't have to make that long trip either.
Right. There have been some cases where people's flight seems shorter than waiting for bags.
I have checked a bag and then wound up waiting as long as 20 minutes after my plane has landed to get my bag.
Yeah, sometimes that is the case. So I think a lot of people are looking forward to the new airport. There are, you know, some things you have to navigate around now as construction continues.
Yeah, the roadways are kind of tore up now. Yeah, a lot of detours and signs, and it's slowing people down.
Bottom line is, if you are traveling by air out of Pittsburgh, give yourself a little extra time. Every Monday at this time, always look forward to our conversations with Brian Quaranta, brought to you by Secure Money Advisors. And Brian, good morning. Hope you had a good weekend.
Had a great weekend. Yes, good to see you.
And literally see you. Brian joins us via video on kdkradio.com, so you can check out our live video feed and see Brian and I on the radio, which is kind of cool technology, right, Brian?
It is. I'm getting used to it.
Hey, once you get used to it, you know, it's just like all that other stuff. Boom. It's.
I know. It's good technology, though. It's good for everybody to be able to see us.
All right. The most fundamental question you could possibly get is why it's so important to have a retirement plan.
Yeah, well, that's a great question, and one that I think is crucial for everyone to understand, no matter where they are in their career. So first and foremost, having a retirement plan, it provides you a roadmap. You know, without a plan, you're essentially flying blind, and it can lead to a lot of uncertainty. And we see that a lot at our practice. You know, people are stressed as they approach retirement age because they don't really have a plan of how they're going to approach taking income, how they're actually going to retire, when they're going to collect Social Security. One of one of the big benefits of a retirement plan is that it allows you to take advantage of compound interest also early. And the more time your money has to grow, the bigger your nest egg can get. So, you know, make sure that you're saving in tax-advantaged accounts like 401ks, especially Roth 401ks now. Most employers are offering the Roth 401ks. So now you can grow your money tax-free. Same thing with IRAs. You know, look at the Roth so that you don't have to pay taxes on this money in retirement.
So what about the risk as you get closer to retirement? Should your plan consider that?
Well, I think it's critical to your plan to manage risk. I mean, as we age, our health and life circumstances can change unexpectedly. So you got to have a comprehensive plan that includes five key areas. It's going to be your income. It's going to be your taxes, your investments, your healthcare, and your estate planning. So you got to consider things such as insurance products like income annuities that can protect your retirement from running out of money, which is a huge fear of every person getting ready to retire. And a huge fear of those who are retired. It could be because if they're taking money out of the stock market, obviously, if the stock market's going down, you're taking money out, you're compounding those losses, and people just don't know how long that money's going to last. An insurance product like an income annuity provides you with lifetime income. So a retirement plan isn't just about saving. It's also about your distribution, how you're going to withdraw funds is the most important thing. And whether you're withdrawing funds for income, which most people will because their Social Security is not going to be enough and they don't have a pension, but maybe you're fortunate, you have a pension, you got enough in Social Security, you're still going to have to withdraw money through RMDs once you turn 73. And you should look at things prior to retirement, like Roth conversions and the timing of your Social Security benefits. So look, having a retirement plan, bottom line, Larry, gives you a peace of mind. It empowers you to make informed decisions about your career, your health, and your life choices. And you should work with a fiduciary advisor and put together a plan, because everybody's situation is unique and there's no cookie cutter situation. So if you go to righttrackpittsburgh.com, you can get a copy of my book where I explain how to put together a plan, how to have a strategy. And it's a simple read so that you can understand this, because there's so much noise in the marketplace that the book that I wrote really just lays it all out for you.
Yeah, you have to take the time to sit down with an expert like yourself to sort through, because every individual, and I found this, has different expectations, different circumstances. And to your point, I think universally, no matter how much money you have or don't have ready for retirement, that running out of money anxiety is real for everybody.
It's the biggest, it is so real for everybody, because you got 85 to 90% of the people retiring today with only a 401k. And a 401k is not a guaranteed source of income. So a lot of people, what I like to see is take some money and create a guaranteed income stream for the rest of your life, utilizing an insurance product like an income annuity. It really sets the plan up. And now you can have two buckets of money. You can have your income plan with the insurance product where you're getting the lifetime guarantee, but you can also have the other bucket of money that's still in the market that can be long-term money that can also protect you from rising costs, basically in protecting your retirement from inflation. So yeah, having a plan is critical, and the book explains it all for you.
RightTrackPittsburgh.com, Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisors. Brian, great stuff as always. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Sounds good, man. See you later.
We're just 10 days away from the July 4th celebration in the city, and we got you covered. The city of Pittsburgh's Independence Day celebration. Enjoy family-free activities. This is Point State Park. Nonstop music, great food, and it all starts at 4 o'clock on the 4th. And then in the evening, 9:35, if you tune in to KDKA 100.1 FM AM 1020, we have the Fireworks Bonanza Mix from TJ the DJ, Paul. presented by People's Natural Gas and brought to you by Red Ribbon Soda, Pittsburgh's Pop, Save a Lot, Bill D. Licente and Associates in South Hills, Lincoln. So check out the details anytime at kdkradio.com. We love fireworks here. I don't know if you're aware of that.
You know, when people ask me what it's like to live in Pittsburgh, and my friends from New Orleans, I tell them that Pittsburgh is a lot like New Orleans in that, you know, we have a fireworks display if the wind changes direction, you know. In New Orleans, they have a parade for everything. It's the same kind of thing. And I love that about Pittsburgh. My first apartment faced PNC Park, and when they would fire the fireworks show from the barge in the river, it was directly in front of my window. The explosions were taking place right in front of me. It was like a front row seat.
There can't be a city in the world that does more fireworks than us.
No, and clearly not.
And I'm good with that. By the way, why don't we give some tickets away
to
Pirates, speaking of fireworks. They always get fireworks nights, but there's the Bucko Luau weekend coming up. Not this weekend, but the July 4th weekend. And Sunday, July 7th, we have a pair of tickets for you to see the Bucks and the Mets. 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. Pick a number, Paul.
8.
Caller number 8, Aaron, we will take as our winner. And kids 14 and under, by the way, get to take home a Pirates beach towel. So if you go the night before, you can get a Hawaiian shirt, a Pirates Bucko Hawaiian shirt, then the kids get a beach towel the next day. And then, did you see what Eaton Park's done with their smiley cookie?
The stash. Yeah, I love it.
Put the Paul Skeens mustache on the smiley cookie. It's actually a pretty clever idea.
Besides Paul Skeens having a really good pitching outing on Sunday, good 7 innings there, recovering right away from a home run, from the first pitch was hit for a home run, and then he locked it down. But to me, the highlight of the day for me, and they had it on TV this time around, is when the Pirates take the field with the kids. I just love that.
You know, that is one of the coolest traditions on Sunday. If you haven't been to a Pirates game on a Sunday, it's really different. They also do God Bless America. They salute veterans.
They had a veteran there on Sunday who was holding his granddaughter.
Yeah, it's pretty special stuff. That's the good stuff about baseball. Yesterday, at that PGA event, the Travelers Championship just outside of Hartford, you had the story, Scottie Scheffler, they asked him about, he ended up winning, right?
Yeah.
In a playoff. Here's what he said about the 6 protesters that jumped on. It was complete mayhem for a moment or two.
It can kind of rattle you a little bit just because there's people running around the green and there's police officers running around the green and you don't know if they're peaceful. You don't know what they're doing. You have no idea what's going on. And so it can be a bit stressful.
Bit stressful.
Jeez. The people at television did a really good job of getting the camera off these goofballs and not giving them the coverage that they were trying to get.
However,
and the police department refused to say anything about their cause because they didn't want to broadcast it. And I'm going to go along with it. They were arrested and hauled off for disrupting. And
I don't remember something like this ever happening at a golf event of all places.
Right. But I can't imagine a way to alienate, you know, the people who you're trying to communicate with.
Right.
Right? But that seems to be their specialty.
But to your point, the most annoying thing about professional golf is every shot some moron yells out, it's in the hole.
Yep. Can't.
That's just.
You know, and I, for example, I know they don't tolerate that at the Masters. If you pull that at the Masters, they tell you to leave.
They have a silent taser that seems to be very effective.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.